我相信今天这个题目我们在里面都有一个渴慕、啊、
And I trust this morning that as we come to this theme for this year, there's a longing in our hearts.
到底怎么样子能够真正的把神当作神 ,let God be God.
And how we truly let God be God.、
啊、今天早上唱的诗歌里面
And in all the songs that we sung this morning,
其实我们从新约里面我们也知道我们怎么样子能够来遇见神。
And from the New Testament text, we know how we ought to come and meet the Lord.
你会说我没有以赛亚的经历，我没有保罗的经历，我没有摩西的经历。
So I don't have the experiences of Isaiah or Paul or Moses.
但是我说过旧约的圣徒都非常羡慕我们新约的子民、啊、
But I've told you guys many times that the saints of the Old Testament they long to be like us who are in the New Testament
我们可以遇见神的机会实在是太多了
We have much more or many more opportunities to come face to face with God
在新约圣经里面至少讲到三件事情是我们这个人可以来遇见神的
There are three things, minimum three things in the New Testament that it talks about how we ought to come and meet the Lord
刚才我们诗歌都唱到了、啊、
And we sung about those things、
啊、第一件事情就是我渴望能够见到神
One that we will long to see him
能够像保罗的祷告求神开我们心里的眼睛
As Paul had prayed,Lord, you will open the eyes of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们有过这样子的祷告吗？
Brothers, have you prayed this way?
我们真的有一个 strong desire. I want to see Jesus.
Do you have that strong desire that you want to see Jesus?
我们真的心里面渴慕遇见他吗？
Do you truly long to meet him?
我相信很多的时候我们根本没有这样子的祷告。
I trust oftentimes we don't pray this way.
而第二件事情。
Secondly.
刚才的诗歌一开始就说 Turn your eyes upon Jesus 转眼来望耶稣
At the onset of our worship this morning The very first song says Turn our eyes upon Jesus
哥林多后书第三章也告诉我们我们的心几时转向主怕是几时就出去了
2 Corinthians chapter 3 tells us Whenever we turn to the Lord The veil is taken away
我们可以敞着脸来见着主的荣光
With unveiled faces We may behold his glory
多少时候我们看不见他因为他在我们背后
So oftentimes we cannot see him because he is behind us
因为我的注意力全在这个世界全在我自己的生活和需要上
Because my focus is on this world My focus is all on my own needs
全在我周围的人事物上面
It's all on the things and the people around me
但是当我 turn our eyes upon Jesus 的时候我们要看见他的
But the moment we turn our eyes onto Jesus We will see him
当我们的心转向他的时候怕是就出去了原来他真在这里
Yes The moment that our hearts are turned towards him, that veil is taken away. He indeed is here.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹都有灵修的习惯，非常好。
I know many brothers and sisters have the habit of morning devotion. That's wonderful.
但是我们不是只是读读圣经，不是只是做个祷告。
But we're not just simply reading some scriptures and conclude it in a word of prayer.
我们乃是在说话的神面前打开圣经，让他对我说话。
But before the God who speaks, we're opening up His words, and we say, God, speak to us.
当我屈膝，当我闭上眼睛的时候，我是在圣灵中跟神相遇，跟神相交。这个叫祷告。
When I'm on my knees, when I close my eyes, I am before the Lord God. That is called fellowship. That is called communion with God.
他既然是真神。
If he indeed is the true and living God,
既然是永远跟我们同在的神
and he is the one who is forever with us,
不要丢掉他，不管他
then do not forsake him and leave him alone.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
所以当我在看你的时候
so that when I'm looking at you,
我就没有办法看这里
I cannot look somewhere else.
所以当我在看主以外的人事物的时候
when I'm looking at something outside of Jesus Christ,
我就看不见主的同在
then I cannot see his presence.
所以我们渴慕遇见神吗？
So do we long to meet the Lord?
我们要常常转到里面转到主的面前来
So oftentimes we need to turn inwardly to the Christ who is within
而第三件事情
Thirdly
约翰福音14章21节主告诉我们有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的爱我的必蒙我父爱他我也要爱他并且要向他显现
John chapter 14 says He who loves me is the, are those who does my commandments Those who does my commandments I will appear to him
多少时候神不向我们显现因为我们根本不肯顺服他
And oftentimes the Lord will not reveal himself to us because we do not have a heart that wants to obey him.
所以刚才诗歌最后结束的时候说我的 whole life 都是为了你
And as we concluded this morning in our singing that our entire life belongs to the Lord.
你看我们唱了这么多诗歌，那弟兄姊妹，我们遇见神了没有？
Brothers, we sung, brothers and sisters, we sung all these songs. Have we met him?
不一定要把遇见神当作那种吓得魂不附体那样子的经验。
You don't have to treat meeting God as one of those encounters where you're just trembling and you're facing on the ground.
的确，在圣经里面，我们看见神有一些特别的托付、特别的显现，那让人伏在地上不敢动的。
We truly do see through Scripture that there are those who have commitments of the Lord. The Lord appears to them. They prostrate on the ground. They dare not move.
但是更多的时候，神希望跟我们面对面相交，有如人间的朋友。
But more often, the Lord desires that He would meet us face to face as friend with friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今年这些题目太重要了哈。
Brothers and sisters, again, I want to emphasize the theme for this year is utterly important.
所以两个礼拜以前，在我们牧长职开会的时候，同工们都在分享这个题目对我们自己的帮助。
A couple of weeks ago, the church leadership they got together to talk about how this theme has changed their lives.
我说这个题目大概。我希望我不是夸口哈，我说在全教会里面，大概对我的帮助最大。
And I say that of for considering everyone in the church, I think this particular thing has the greatest influence on me.
我巴不得我从小年轻的时候就有人把这个题目种在我的里面。
How I pray since my youth, someone would have planted this message in my heart.
Let God be God.
To truly let God be God.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我知道该谦卑，但是我谦卑不下来。
Oftentimes I know that I'm supposed to be humble, but I cannot be humble.
我发现，除非我真的在神面前降卑，我不可能在人面前谦卑的。
I've come to discover unless I am truly humble before God, it is impossible for me to be humble before man.
就像有个姊妹讲的，她真的是假谦卑，真骄傲。
And a sister that said is I was.Falsifying this humility, and I was truly prideful.
除非有一天像以赛亚一样，我遇见了这位圣洁的神。
Until one day I truly come and meet this holy God, as Isaiah have asked.
我知道我的本质污秽、败坏、肮脏。
I know my very own nature, how corrupt and how filthy that I am.
我就不敢再骄傲了。
That I dare not to be prideful.
我就不敢随便去定罪别人了。
I dare not easily condemn someone else.
因为我认识我里面的污秽和败坏。
Because I know the filth and the corruption within me.
除非我们看以赛亚一样，看见主坐在宝座上面。
Unless we see as Isaiah saw that the Lord is seated high on the throne.
我不是只是一个 servant, 我是一个 bond slave, 我是一个奴隶。
I'm no longer just simply a servant, but I am a bond servant unto the Lord.
我这一生都在神的面前是一个奴隶的身份。
My entire life, I am in the position of servanthood.
我没有权利，没有资格再为自己要求什么。
I no longer have any right to demand of anything from the Lord.
才能让我真的在主的面前降卑，甘心愿意忠心的来侍奉他。
That I can truly be humble and be faithful unto and serve Him unto the end.
这是我们二月的题目，讲到不是讲谦卑，是讲在神面前全然的降卑。
And the month of February is not just being humble before the Lord, but that we lower ourselves before the Lord.
三月份我们又有一连串的一个月的主题。
And this month of March, we have another theme that we want to focus on.
我们不是讲顺服，我们乃是讲在神面前全然的降服。
And we're not simply talking about obedience, but we're talking about total surrender.
我希望这样子下来以后，弟兄姊妹能够知道谦卑跟降卑。顺服跟降服到底有什么不一样？
And I pray that brothers and sisters you would come to recognize and understand the difference between humility and lowering yourself and the difference between obeying and total surrendering.
最大的不同到底在哪里？
What's the greatest difference?
都不讲话了。
Everybody's quiet.
降卑顺服都比较还是在人的里面。
This humility and being obedient is all in the realm of our human behavior.
降卑跟降服着重在我们对神。 Humble down before God, 或是 total surrender before God.
Okay, being humble before God and this act of total surrendering before God is not merely just the action of man, but is our action before God.
我从小的家教是非常严格的，训练我们顺服顺服。我从小的教会非常严格，训练我们顺服顺服顺服。
Growing up, I was brought up in a very strict family, and in my church environment is always obey, obey, obey.
但是很多的时候顺服的很辛苦。
And I will tell you, it was this act of obedience was very hard.
你们觉得顺服很容易的，请举手。
How many of you think that obedience is easy for you? Raise your hands.
有没有
anybody here?
做妻子的凡事顺服丈夫。
Wives, obey your husbands. Submit yourself to your husbands. 儿女
顺服父母。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
年幼的顺服年长的。
Those of you who are younger, obey those who are older than you.
我们要顺服那些带领我们的。
We need to obey those who are leading us.
要命啊！
Takes your life.
要我顺服这个人，不可能的事情。
You want me to obey this kind of person? That's impossible.
等他属灵，我再顺服他。
When he becomes more spiritual, then I'll obey him.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是这个样子，有很多的理由去 justify 我的不能顺服。
We have a lot of reasons to justify why we cannot obey.
就今天我们要从约拿的故事啊。
And today we're going to come and look at from the story of Jonah.
来看一个人，他可以外面顺服了。
We can see how a man outwardly he's willing to obey.
但是他里面不是真的降服。
But inwardly he hasn't truly surrendered.
同样的，如果我里面不是在神面前有一个降服，我真的不容易顺服。
The same time, unless we are truly willing to surrender in the inside to the Lord, then it is very difficult to obey the Lord.
我上个礼拜五送信出来，请弟兄姊妹在家先读约拿。
Last Friday, I sent an email out to everyone to ask everyone please to pre-read the book of Jonah.
我只好凭着信心相信 80% 的人都读了。
By faith, I trust 80% of you have read it.
有人在笑了。
Some of you are smiling right now.
我不管有没有人读过哈，但是约拿书是一卷非常非常宝贵的书。
Whether you read it or not, I'll tell you this book is a precious book.
它里面有非常非常多属灵的教训。
There's a lot of wonderful spiritual teachings.
但是这不是我今天要讲约拿书，约拿书太好了。
Again, the book of Jonah is wonderful, but my emphasis is not on all these wonderful teachings.
只是用约拿做个例子就是了。
I want to take Jonah and set it as an example for us.
这卷书是高等批判学家最喜欢用来批判基督徒的一卷书。
And a lot of people who want to argue against Christianity, this is the one book oftentimes they would use.
他们叫 Higher Criticism, 专门拿这卷书来批判，说这卷书是神话，是故事，不是真的。
The highest criticism is that this is just fictional, this is not real.
但是你看主耶稣在新约里面一次两次的引用它。
But Jesus once and twice in the New Testament, we see that he uses this Jonah as an illustration.
所以你知道它不是一个故事。
It is not simply just a story. It's not fictional.
我在这里先讲我今天的主题。
And again, I want to come and talk about the theme for this today's message.
在这里我写到神的旨意和托付绝对不是一个可有可无的选择，乃是我们的责任和满足神、荣耀神的机会。
The main message is doing God's will and commission are never optional.But it is our responsibility and opportunity to satisfy and glorify God.
每一次的顺服不仅仅可以免去嚼环配头、以脚踢翅的痛苦，更是能够使神的旨意得以通行。
Every act of obedience not only spares us of the pain of being steered by a bit or kicking the goat, but more importantly, that the will of God will be unobstructed.
我不愿意去找一个网络的图片给你们看，太残忍了哈。嚼环配头就是那些无知的驴马不肯顺服的时候，主人叫他往右，他硬要往左，他就弄得满嘴都是血。
And this term being steered by a bit, I was not cruel enough to show you guys a picture, but a stubborn mule or stubborn horse was unwilling to go in the direction the master wants to go. You can see his mouth is bloody.
神的百姓也是这样。以赛亚书第一章说到，旧的伤口没有长合，新的伤口又出来了。
And the book of Isaiah tells us the people of God is exactly the same.Before the wounds have even been healed, new wounds have occurred. Because we're unwilling to.
每一次的不顺服就带来流血，带来痛苦。
We're unwilling to obey, and every time of our disobedience, that blood, that new wound will come.
三个礼拜前也讲到牛以脚踢翅。
And a few weeks ago, we talked about how the oxen would kick against the goat.
这是主对保罗说的，你一脚踢翅是难的，你不要再自找麻烦了，早点顺服。
So this is the exact analogy that the Lord used when he spoke to Paul and says, it is difficult for you to kick against the goat, obey.And surrender quickly.
这是因为神爱我们。
It is because God loves us.
如果你是私生子，他就不管你了。
And if you are a legitimate son, then he wouldn't care about you.
就是因为我们是他的爱子，他必须管教。
Because we are the beloved sons of God, he will discipline.
我们在座很多做年轻爸爸妈妈的，我插出去一句话哈。
There are a lot of young parents here. I just want to sidetrack a little bit.
圣经上说，你如果不管教你的儿女，就是把他推到阴间去，你知道吗？
The scripture says that unless you discipline your children, you are pushing them into Hades.
如果你看见你的孩子在那边乱乱乱来，你从来不管他，你是在害他。
And if you see your kid just running around, going crazy all the time, and you never discipline him or her, then you are letting them perish.
他要干嘛就干嘛，你是在害他。
Well, if he gets to do whatever he wants to do, you are doing harm to him.
不仅他痛苦，他甚至恨你，他甚至在主人面前受到最大的痛苦。
And not only is he not cultivated, but someday maybe he will turn around and despise the fact that you did not discipline him, and he will suffer under the hands of God.
为神，为神家养育孩子。
And for God, and for God's house, raise up your children.
一定要让他们学顺服的。
That they must learn this lesson of obedience.
底下讲到外面的顺服并不能代表在神面前真实的降卑和完全的降服。
And however, outward obedience does not mean we are truly humble and totally surrendered before God inwardly.
约拿由抗命到完全降服的例子为我们提供了最好的属灵教训。
Jonah's example of resistance to total surrender is the best spiritual lesson for us all.
我想这个故事非常简单。
The story is actually very, very simple.
不到十分钟就读完。
Again, you can finish this particular book in less than 10 minutes.
而且你只要从第一章开始读，你就非读完不可，因为它太吸引你了。
If you start in the very first verse of chapter 1, you can't put it down. You just got to finish it.
但是我也很希望今天我们读这本书，不是去读2700年、800年前的一个历史故事。
And we're not simply reading a story that's about 2700 or 2800 years ago.
我希望我们每一个人在里面找到自己，就是约拿。
I pray that each and every one of us would find ourselves in Jonah.
我们也能够从约拿的遭遇里面找到神今天在你我身上所有的工作的原因跟解释。
And find the answers for all that God is doing through the circumstances that we encounter each day.
那第一件事情，我们就发现，在第一章的时候，神就呼召约拿，叫他往尼尼微。去叫他们悔改。
In chapter 1, we see God opens and he calls out to Jonah, Jonah, I'm sending you to Nineveh so that you would tell those people to repent.
但是圣经却告诉我们约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华。
And so, verse 3, immediately Jonah arose and fled to Tarshish, to flee from the presence of God.
尼尼微在东边，他斯在西边。圣经学者告诉我们，很可能在西班牙，所以是南辕北辙。
So Nineveh is on the east, and Tarshish is on the west, and maybe in Spain. So you can see the geography of the land.
神叫他往尼尼微，他却起来往他斯。
So God says, "Go to Nineveh," but he rose and he went to Tarshish.
去躲避耶和华。
To hide from the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是约拿的第一章，让我们看见的。
The very first chapter, we see what's going on.
看见了约拿的抗命跟神在他身上的管教和管制。
We see Jonah's resistance towards God and God's discipline in his life.
神兴起大风大浪啊。
And so as he was running, God caused this great storm to rise.
没有人可以解决那个风浪，几乎。
And no one can settle that storm, that rage. Everyone is on the verge of death.
他们抽签抽出了，原来是约拿。
So everybody on the ship, they all took lots, and the lot fell to Jonah.
约拿自己心知肚明，知道是他，他是 the troublemaker.
Jonah knew very clearly himself that he was a troublemaker.
你只要把我丢起来，丢到海里面，我就没事，这个海就会平静了。
And he told everybody, just cast me in the sea, then the storm will go away.
所以你千万不要以为约拿是一个怕死的先知，他就是一个。太不怕死的先知啊。
Do not think that Jonah is a prophet that is fearful of death. He is one that is not afraid to die.
后来他们就把他往海里面真的一丢了。
And so these men, they picked him up and they threw him overboard.
哇，风浪大大平静。
And all of a sudden, the storm ceased.
船上的人都起来敬拜耶和华。
Everybody who's on the ship, they all began to worship the Lord.
你看死了都还可以叫人信主啊。
And those who are perishing, they can cause others to
come to faith in Christ. 但是神怜悯他。
And so God had mercy on him.
神安排了一个古代的潜水艇在底下，嘴巴张开把他接去了。
God summoned a prehistoric submarine to come along and engulf him.
你看一丢下去，他嘴巴一开就进去了。
And the moment he was thrown into the ocean, he was swallowed by a big fish.
而且神说叫大鱼吩咐大鱼把他给吞了，不准吃哈，吞。
And the Lord commanded the fish that he was swallowed, but he was not eaten.
这两个有什么不一样？
You know the difference between the two?
吞下去所有的胃 stop 不可以有胃酸不可以有 digestion.
The Lord commanded the fish, as you swallow Jonah, all your digestive system needs to come to a pause and needs to stop.
不然约拿出不来的。
Or else Jonah, he would never emerge alive.
吐出来的是一个骨头了，是全身盐酸。
What would be regurgitated, would he would be bleached, he would, you know, his flesh may disappear.
每一件事情都听神的话。
So you begin to discover everything, listen to the Lord.
就是神的仆人不听神的话。
Aside from the servant of the Lord.
第二章讲到约拿的悔改跟神的救恩。
And chapter 2 talks about Jonah's repentance and God's salvation.
他说我下到地的阴间我在那里仰望神求告神。
He says, I've entered into the depths and I began to cry out to the Lord.
因为他知道他抗拒神。
Because he knew he was resistant towards the Lord.
但是像在第二章里面有一句话是我一直很喜欢的哈。他说我的心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。他说我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
And verse 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. One of my favorite verses.
特别是在我软弱痛苦的时候，很喜欢用这句话。
Particularly when I am weak, I love this particular verse.
我心在我里面发昏的时候，甚至我在地的阴间里面，我都在仰望耶和华。
When my soul faints, even when I'm feeling like I'm in the midst, under the ground, I would call out to the Lord.
我知道我的祷告还是可以到神面前，我还是可以。
My prayer will still reach God.
好，今天我不讲约拿哈，到了第三章。
And so quickly we come to chapter 3.
在第二章结束的时候，在这边又告诉我们，神就吩咐约拿。
And so the Lord.
不对，神就吩咐大鱼。
And so the Lord at the conclusion of chapter 2, the Lord spoke to the fish.
鱼就把它给吐出来。
And so the fish vomited Jonah out.
我也不知道约拿会不会游泳，所以他如果不会的话，这个鱼还得开到岸边吐出来的时候。让他平安落地，然后不会淹死。
I'm not sure whether Jonah knew how to swim or not, but the fish had to vomit him on the dry land so that he would drown.
这个不是这个是童工找的图哈，我不晓得是不是真的这样子的鱼哈。
Some of the coworkers found this wonderful picture. I don't know if the fish actually looked like that.
这个高等批评学家批评基督教，就说金鱼的。咽喉只有这么小，不可能推向约拿的。但是圣经从来没说是金鱼，是说是一个 great fish， yeah, 一个大鱼。
So people who are arguing against scripture say that whales can't possibly do this, but the scripture never talked about the fact that it was a whale. It just was a great fish.
好，他出来了。
So now Jonah's emerged.
好，我们现在就来看第一个点哈，凭己意侍奉常常是很危险的侍奉。
The very first point, and when we serve according to our own will.It's always very dangerous.
我们常常用自己的喜好、利害、观点、传统、经验点点点来侍奉神，而不是照着神的心意、绝对顺服的态度来遵行神的命令，实现神的旨意。
And oftentimes we use our own likes, abilities, perspectives, traditions, experiences to serve God, and instead of knowing the heart of God.With an absolute trust and obey attitude of
doing God's command.
A lot of people begin to kind of evaluate and study why is it Jonah that he would not obey God.
明明是侍奉神的人，明明是先知，为什么不顺服神？
He's one who is called a servant of the Lord. He is a prophet of the Lord. But yet, why will he not obey the Lord?
我简单讲，第一个成见。
Very simply, foremost, this is his own opinion.
救恩是为着神的选民的，不是为了外邦人。
Salvation is only for the chosen people of God, it's not for the Gentiles.
就他非常狭窄的度量。
So he had a very narrow point of view.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
就是他爱国爱民的心。
He loved his own country, he's a nationalist, he loves his own people.
因为那个时候的亚述非常非常残忍。
And Assyrians, they were utterly cruel in those days.
他秋风扫落叶，所有他经过的国家全部残杀无度。
And as the Syrian army, as they march through the land, they will kill every along the path.
所以先知看见了亚述开始兴旺，有一天要来伤害神的百姓，所以他不肯传福音给他们。
And the prophet saw that the Syrian nation is rising up, and one day they are going to be the judgment is going to fall on the nation of Israel. So he did not want to declare the gospel.
那第三个可能的原因
，And the third possible reason,
就是先知的面子。
For his own face, save his own face.
他面子的问题。
His own pride.
因为先知最重要的一个判别的根据就是你讲的话应验了没有。
The strongest distinction of whether he is a true prophet or not is whether his words will come to pass or not.
圣经告诉我们，约拿其实他从前讲过预言，而且都应验了。
And the scripture tells us the prophet Jonah had prophesied, and everything he prophesied came to pass.
这一次神叫他去跟尼尼微传福音。
But this time when the Lord says go.And called the Ninevites to repent.
告诉尼尼微说，再过四十天，整个城要亡掉。
Tell everyone that in 40 days, the entire land would be destroyed.
你从第四章就可以知道。
From chapter 4, you clearly see.
他知道他去了。尼尼微城一定会悔改，然后神就不降灾，那我的面子往哪里摆？
He knew that if I went and delivered this message, the people of Nineveh will repent.
因为所有人都会在那里算，第一天、第二天、第三天，算到39天、40天。没事。
And then he knows that everyone will start counting the days, and after 40 days, well, nothing's happened.
那我约拿的面子往哪里摆？
Me, Jonah, where am I going to?
所以这是三个可能的原因。
How am I going to deal with this?
好，现在，所以我现在不管他是根据任何一个原因，但是他抗命不顺服是一个事实。
And whatever the reason might be, the reality is he was disobedient, he was unwilling to obey.
弟兄姊妹，你们，我们千万不要以为我放奸淫、放杀人、偷盗，这个才是罪。
I do not simply think that for me to kill, to steal, and to hurt, and to harm someone, these are sin.
保罗在诗篇十九篇告诉我们，他说：“求神拦住他，不要犯什么罪，任意妄为的罪。”
Psalm 19, David cries out to the Lord, "Lord, deliver me from presumptuous sins."
他说：“不要让这个罪来辖制我，我就完全免犯大罪。”
That do not allow such a sin to have dominion over me.Lest I shall transgress greatly.
我相信，如果我现在问你在你身上有什么大罪辖制你
，And I ask you if you have any great sin that has a hold over you.
可能有人说有
，And maybe some of you will say yes.
网络色情捆绑、赌博捆绑、酗酒捆绑，我不知道什么东西。
Maybe pornography, maybe gambling, maybe drunkenness.
但是很少人会想到大卫在这里告诉我们的。任意妄为是一个大罪，辖制我们。
Yet David, through the word of God, tells us that this presumptuous sin is a great sin in the sight of God.
所以你知道四世纪结束的时候，结束在最后的一句话是什么
？And the book of Judges, we see that as that book concluded, it concluded on this phrase.
四世纪是一个惨不忍睹的历史。
The book of Judges tells us a history of that was utterly corrupt.
Austin Sparks 弟兄说，他读完四世纪，他需要去洗洗眼睛，觉得神儿女们中间怎么会这么败坏
？Brother Austin Sparks says after he reads the book of Judges, he needs to go wash his eyes, and he can't believe how corrupt the people of God have been.
所以四世纪最后一句话就解释了为什么四世纪这么糟糕。
And the last verse of the book of Judges explained to us why that time was so terrible.
那是以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own sight.
大家听好英文怎么讲的吗？我们在这有没有 Google 翻译的人帮我们翻译一下？从经文英文翻成中文好不好
？Christine, you translate the English version to the Chinese language.
好的，个人照着自己认为对的。去做。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
请问我们今天谁不是这样子
？I want to ask who among us is not like this.
谁不是照着自己认为对的去做
？Who is not doing what is right according to his own sight?
但是当我们用这种态度来侍奉神的时候
，But if we serve the Lord with this particular attitude,
我们在神家成为灾难的原因
，And we become a reason, of hardship in the house of God.
你不是 troublemaker 就是 joy sucker.
If you're not a troublemaker, then you're a joy sucker.
中文翻不翻
？Can't do it.
你不是在神家搞麻烦，你就是把人家的喜乐都给吞吃了。
If you're not a troublemaker in God's house, then you're sucking the joy out of the brother and sister in God's house.
我举一些很简单的例子。
I'll give you some really simple examples.
我们觉得为什么一定要来聚会？
Why do we need to come to church?
现在在家里面就可以看 online stream.
I could be at home and I could watch everything online.
哦，今天迟到了就不要来嘛，没有关系。
If I'm running late, I don't need to go today.
而且有一个人对穆迪讲，他说我的心是全宇宙性的，所以我到每一个教会。走来走去，我不需要固定在一个教会。
And there was a brother that said to our brother Moody and says, "My heart is kingdom-minded, is global, so I attend all the churches. I don't need to settle down in one particular church."
我们鼓励你们 worship team 一定要播饼，要唱诗，要祷告。你们想说， 他也不祷告，我为什么要祷告？
And I encourage brothers and sisters who are serving on the worship team to pray out loud, to worship together with brothers and sisters. And you may be thinking, oh, so and so is not praying out loud. 哎，
我祷告不像谁，引经据典的。我不要祷告。
I do not pray like so and so who can quote scripture so well, and I don't want to pray.
这个就叫自以意思的侍奉神嘛。
And this is what is meant by doing.Serving God and what is right in your own eyes.
有的教会要建堂要奉献，他们就弄排行榜，上个礼拜谁奉献最多，按照次序排下来。
And some churches, when they need to purchase a property, they would actually week by week list those who have offered the most to those who have offered the least.
所以教会几个财主在那边比来比去，钱都进来。
So those who are wealthy, they would compete with one another, and then all the money will come in.
我自己认识的一个同工，几十年前不是一个姊妹，几十年前在教会建议我们，她说神家不能不祷告。
And many years ago, there was a sister who had advised me that in God's house, everyone we need to pray.
不祷告不会复兴的。
If we do not pray, there is no revival.
她说，但是大家都很忙，没有空祷告。
But everybody's so busy, and we don't have time to pray.
所以我们要不要去找教会那些已经退休的那些叔叔阿姨跟那些失业的弟兄姊妹，他们比较有空，请他们来祷告，然后我们又付他一点钱，因为做工的得工价。
So why don't we go find those brothers and sisters who are old and retired, and they don't have a job, and they have more time, then they can come and pray for the church, and we'll even pay them a little bit because you know laborers deserve their pay.
你每一个点抽出来都是引经据典。
And every single one of those points somehow looks right.
但是你就知道，太多的时候，我们有太多太多的看法、意见放在神家，让神家没有办法照神的心意往前。
But oftentimes we put in and interject our own opinions to the point where God's house cannot proceed.
所以我们一定要很小心，这个任意妄为，它是一个罪，而且是会辖制我们的罪，而且是一个大罪。
So we need to be careful of presumptuous sins because it can potentially have dominion over us, and it's a great sin in the eyes of the Lord.
中文翻的任意妄为，让我们以为我是为非作歹，其实是个人绕着自己认为对的去做，这就是任意妄为。
Again, this presumptuous sin is the exact meaning of you doing exactly what you think is right.
所以约拿认为说这些人不需要听福音，他们是外邦人。
So Jonah comes from the perspective that these are Gentiles, they don't need the gospel of God.
约拿认为说我如果去的话，影响我的声誉，我不要去。
And Jonah says, if I go and I proclaim this message and it doesn't come to pass, it's going to influence my fame. I'm not going to go.
约拿认为说亚述如果兴起来的话，他一定来伤害神的百姓，我要保护神家，我不要去。
And God said, if the nation Assyria, if they come to power, then one day they're going to judge Israel. So I want them to perish. I'm not going to go.
弟兄姊妹，今天在你我的里面有没有任何地方我们不肯顺服神？
Brothers and sisters, in you and in me, are there anything in us that's unwilling to obey the Lord?
今天所有在神家服事的弟兄姊妹，你真的把我们服事的态度、服事的做法放在祷告里面吗？
And every single one of us who are serving in God's house, do we truly take all of our service into prayer before the Lord?
还是我们很容易就照自己的意思？
Or are we very, very easily inclined to do things according to our own
will? 第二个点，我讲到信而顺服是归耶和华为圣的必经途径。
And second point, trust and obey is the pathway to holiness unto the Lord.
没有顺服，
if we do not obey,
神要透过我们的旨意就受到打岔。
And God's will to be moved through you and me will be hindered.
你想，如果神所面对的百姓跟服侍他的人都是不肯顺服的人
，If you imagine that the people of God and all those who serve God are people that are unwilling to obey,
神怎么得荣耀
？How is God going to be glorified?
Holiness unto the Lord 只是一个口号，只是我们身上的一个羞耻。
And holiness unto the Lord just became a slang for us and actually becomes shame for us.
我们写的 holiness unto the Lord 归耶和华为圣，但是我们每一个人凭己意而行。
We write out the term holiness unto the Lord, but yet each and every one of us live according to our own will.
所以当神话第二次临到约拿的时候
，So the second time as the word of the Lord came to Jonah,
神说你起来往尼尼微去。
And the Lord said to Jonah, rise and go to Nineveh.
约拿便照着耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去了。
And chapter 3, Jonah arose and went to Nineveh.
弟兄姊妹，我们从后面的故事知道，这个顺服不过是很初步的。
And we see that this obedience, but it's just the first step of his obedience.
是很外面的。
It's very outward.
甚至是很勉强的。
And it's very reluctant.
但是他去了。
But yet he went.
没想到一去以后带来一个这么大的改变。
Not knowing that when he went, he actually did bring about a huge change.
整个尼尼微城从最大的到最小的都悔改。
This great city of Nineveh, from the highest to the lowest, everyone repented.
连尼尼微王都下了宝座，脱了他的衣服，穿上麻衣，坐在灰里。
Even the king of Nineveh, he came off of his throne. He was covered in ash and sackcloth, and he was repenting before God.
不光人进食，连牛羊牲畜不准喝。
He gave the decree, not only man are to fast, but even the beasts, the oxen, they have to fast as well.
他们都离开自己手中的恶行，能够归向神，丢弃手中的强暴。
They departed from what was evil in their own hands, and came to the Lord.
前两天 Billy Graham 安息聚会，那么多人说他是人类历史上唯一一个面对面传福音超过两亿个人。
Two days ago at Billy Graham's funeral, someone had risen up to say that he's the only person who's shared the gospel face to face with people at over 200 million people.
但是我也决定相信，在 Billy Graham 的任何苦涩上面，不可能像尼尼微这样子的果效这么彻底啊。
And the effect of these outreach.Outreaches by Billy Graham is not doesn't come to measure with what Jonah had done.
不是约拿的口才恩赐的问题，是神的心意要救这一班堕落沉沦的人。
It is not the eloquence of Jonah's words, but you discover it is because God wanted to save the city.
但是神需要找到可以合用的器皿，可以使用的器皿。
But God wants to find a vessel that is suitable for use to deliver the message.
所以你发现，当约拿这样子的一种不完整的表面的勉强的顺服都带来这样子的改变。
You discover the surface, obedience that's just on the surface. It's not genuine. That's not real. Yet it will still bring about such big change.
你就知道今天你我对神的顺服，我再说不是可有可无的选项。
And I will say again, then your obedience and my obedience is no longer optional.
那是我们必须遵循的一个责任。
It is becomes our responsibility, something we must do.
这是我们要讨神喜悦，让神旨意通行的一个条件。
And it's conditional for us to please God and the will of God to be able to move freely through us.
神是独行其事的神，他要做，他当然可以做。
Our God is the God who can do all things. Of course, He can do anything He wants.
但是全能的神却把他自己限制在人跟他之间的顺服和配合上。
But this Almighty God has confined Himself in the obedience of man and our willingness to follow Him.
所以你知道我们的重要。
So now you understand the importance of our importance.
一面我们在这么伟大的神面前，我们降卑，觉得我什么都不是。
On the one hand, we humble ourselves and we prostrate before the Lord and say, Lord, we're nothing.
连大卫在扫罗面前都说，我在你面前不过是一条死狗。不过是个跳蚤就是。
As David says to Saul, I am but a dog, but a flea before you.
更不要说在这么伟大的神面前。
Not to say before this holy God.
这是我们里面的态度。
And that is our inward attitude.
但是另外一面，我们也知道神在这里一直在这里寻找器皿。
But on the other hand, we see that God continually is looking for a vessel.
神自己要做工，神自己要赐福，但是神要得到合用的器皿。
God Himself is working. God wants to bless, but God wants to work through a vessel. He wants to lay hold of a vessel.
神要得到肯顺服他、跟他配合的器皿。
God wants to lay hold of a vessel who's willing to obey.Who's willing to work with him?
就从你家里面，神就要开始做事的。
And start from your very home. God wants to work.
你是学校的老师，你是公司的 engineer， 你是政府的任何的官员，不管我们做什么，神得到器皿。神的祝福，神的工作就被带到那里去。
You're a teacher, you're an engineer, you may be working in the government office. No matter where you are, if you are a vessel of the Lord, then the work of the Lord can extend through that place.
啊，所以这个神的话第二次临到约拿，是神恩待他。
And the second time the word of the Lord came to Jonah is because God has been gracious to him.
约拿不肯顺服，神可以放一边，另外换一个人来的。
God could very easily cast him aside and choose someone else to deliver the message.
感谢神，我们所信的神是永远给我们第二次机会的神。
But we thank God, He is the God of second chances.
Always 给我们 second chance, 再给我们机会。
And He gives us chances again and again.
没有学好，他再帮助我们。
We didn't learn it; he'll help us.
到了第三段。
Come to the third point.
当我们真正尊神为神的时候，就会对神产生全然的降服， 而且带进神旨意的完成。
If we genuinely let God be God, then one will totally surrender to God and bring about the fulfillment of God's will.
这章更精彩了啊。
So we're coming to a chapter that's even more interesting.
在约拿书里面四次讲到神安排安排。
Four times we see that the Lord ordained, the Lord ordained, or he put into order.
神安排大鱼，神安排芝麻树，神安排一条虫，神安排炎热的东风。
The Lord calls to this fish. The Lord caused the tree to grow. The Lord causes this wind to blow.
King James 把它翻成 prepare, 神预备。
And the Lord used the King James version uses the word prepared.
但是像 NASB、RSV 都把它翻成神 appointed.
And on other versions, we see the word the Lord appointed.
你知道什么叫 appointed 吗？
Do you know what it means to use the word appointed?
总统 appoint somebody 作为国家的代表。
The president appoints someone to be the country's delegate, representative.
神授权这个人做 ambassador 来代表。
And so the Lord gives this person the authority to be ambassador for him.
你知道所有从神来的都是荣耀的。
And everything that comes from the Lord is glorious.
管你是大鱼是小虫
or rather be a fish or small worm.
管你是东风，管你是日头，管你是树
rather is the east wind or the blazing sun or the tree that grew.
你发现这位创造宇宙的主宰
the one who is the author of the creation of the universe.
他调度万物
he causes all things.
叫万事互相效力
that everything will work together.
为了要来教育他的仆人
that he would teach, discipline his servant.
所有的都听神的话
everything obeys the Lord.
就是我们这个照着神的形象样式造的人
aside from we who are made according to the image of God
抗命不服逃避埋怨
we would disobey we would resist and we would complain
所以我们常常说神最伟大的能力还不是显在创造上
and we oftentimes say that God's greatest power is not manifested in his creation
你看宇宙这么奥秘神说有就有
And the intricacy of the universe came to existence by God's spoken word.
神今天要我们顺服要说几次
And how often times does God need to speak for us to be willing to obey?
我们可能跟神说神啊你说的一次两次我都听见了
And perhaps we'll say, Lord, we heard you the first time, maybe even the second time.
但是对不起我立志行善由得我做出来由不得我
But Lord, I'm sorry, my spirit is willing to do good, but it's not up to me to really do good.
我觉得神的那个伟大能力那个爱的包容爱的宽忍耐然后爱的这种智慧在我们身上一直工作
And I am always amazed by the forbearing of the Lord, His amazing love, His wisdom that is lavished over our lives.
我们一起来读我这个讲义上写的这句话好不好
Now let's read these words together in your outline.
中文读中文英文读英文好不好
We'll read the Chinese together and then we'll read it together in English. Let's read it together.
在约拿记第三章结束时我们可以清楚看出来约拿的使命神对尼尼微人的救恩已经完成但是约拿的生命神对约拿的救恩尚未完全在第三章里面我们虽然看到约拿有顺服的行动但却没有降服的生命他所做的虽然是对的但是他所试的却仍旧是错的所以神仍需继续工作在他身上感谢神约拿书仍有第四章是神专门针对约拿的制作与教育感谢神为着他那不肯放我们的爱写得好不好觉得好就赶快报名参加博训趁机做个广告这是我博训旧约概论里面写的 95% 从里面 摘录的、啊、
These are excerpts from our Cedar Training programIf you think this is wonderfully written, then you should register.
如果神只是要我们去做一件事情
If God just wanted us to go do something,
事情做完了，应该约拿书就结束在第三章就好了。
And if that's simply what God wanted, then God could have concluded everything at chapter 3.
为什么需要有第四章
Why did we need to see chapter
4? 我这段话就把它讲清楚了。
And so these words that we just read together,
如果神只是为了要接受撒旦的挑战说约伯完全正直敬畏神远离恶事
If God just simply wanted to take on a Satan's challenge of him coming and accusing Job of his righteousness why he was righteous
约伯记第二章 就可以结束了，不需要四十二章。
We could have ended at Job chapter 2. We did not need the remaining chapters.
因为第二章以后，撒旦就从舞台上下来，他输得心服口服。
Chapter 2, we see that Satan, he was speechless. He had no more arguments.
但是后面多了四十章，神做工在他最心爱的仆人约伯身上。
But we see 40 some odd chapters continue to follow because God continues to work in Job's life.
弟兄姊妹，神如果要叫我们去做事情，
If God wanted us simply to go do and accomplish something,
就够的话,
if that was sufficient,
啊, 不需要这么麻烦,
He doesn't need to go through all this trouble.
但是就是因为神爱我们,
It is because God loves us.
神不光是做事, 神更在做人。
God not only is accomplishing some things, but God is fashioning and making us.
神要把我们塑造成他手中的杰作。像他的儿子耶稣基督。
God wants to make us into a masterpiece in the image of His Son.
好，所以我们在这里发现，神可以调动万有，大风、大雨、日头、小虫、树，全部都听神的命令，为了来塑造我们，为了改变我们。
You can see that God can summon, God can ordain all of these things that He has made to come into Jonah's life to cause him to change.
所以这件事情，你看到了第四章的时候，约拿。大大不悦，而且发怒，而且是甚发怒。
Chapter 4, you see that it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry.
全城得救这么好的福音果效，为什么他会发怒，而且甚发怒？
This great city of Nineveh, they all came to repentance. Such a wonderful news. Yet why would he be so angry? He would be so displeased.
所以你从里面的他跟神的埋怨，你就可以知道，他其实真的是顾虑到自己的面子。
So you begin to see that his complaints really comes to the notion of his own pride.
他说：“我在国内不就已经跟你说过了吗？你是满有恩典、满有怜悯、不轻易发怒、满有慈爱，又后悔不降所说的灾，所以我就急忙逃往他斯去。”他还有理由的。
And he told the Lord, Lord.I has already said to you, I knew before I went that you are a one who is gracious and merciful, and you're slow to get anger and abundant in loving kindness. That's why I ran to Tarshish.
神说你发怒合理吗?
And the Lord said, Is it reasonable for you to be this upset?
他居然懒得回答神。
And he was too lazy to respond to God.
他讲都不讲。
He just became silent.
他还是满脸愤怒。
And he was still angry. You can see it in his face.
你就晓得这个人充满着血气在侍奉神的人。
And you discover that this man is serving God entirely of his flesh.
然后他就为自己搭了一座棚在城外等着要看看这个城是不是灭亡。
And so he settles up a structure so that he would rest outside to see.
我长话短说了，神让一夜之间一棵比麻树从地里面长起来。
And in one night, there's a plant, there's a tree that grew overnight.
你看我们要成长多慢呢？那个树一夜就可以长起来。
Look how long it takes us to grow, but one night that tree grew overnight.
就是我们这些所谓有自由意志的人，神麻烦很了。
And God is very troublesome for God for all of us who have these free will.
哎，希尔山绕行就是不肯长。啊，没有关系。神可以让蓖麻树一夜之间长起来。
God could cause this particular plant to rise and to grow overnight.
为约拿遮阴，这棵树太小了哈，那这个可以大一点哈。
The picture in this, the tree in this picture is very small. It's
actually much bigger. 很可爱，人家画得很漂亮。他坐在树底下遮阴，他就为了这棵树感谢神。
And because of the shade under the tree, he actually began to thank God for the shade.
然后神又安排一只小虫。
And then the Lord appointed a small worm.
就把它给活活给咬死了，吃掉了。
And that again, destroyed the tree, ate up the tree.
然后神那天让这个小虫吃把肺 all you can eat.
The Lord gave that little worm a buffet. Go ahead, all you can eat.
吃到他手扶着墙出来哈。
So he ate it to the point he had to lean against the wall as he walked away from the tree.
都顺服。
They all obey God.
然后神就让炎热的日头东风刮起来，让约伯不是让约拿热得不得了，他就埋怨。
And so the Lord caused the east wind to blow vehemently and the sun to beat on Jonah's head, and then Jonah became angry again.
而且为自己求死，说我死的比活的还好。
And then he said, Lord, just kill me. It's far better for me to be dead than to be alive.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个人了没有？这个没有人敢碰的一个，连神都碰他不了的。
You see such a person to the point of the extent is almost as if God can't even touch him.
所以神第二次问他说：“你这样发怒合理吗？”
And so the Lord asked him again, "Is it right for you to be this angry?"
他说：“我发怒到死都合理。”
And he said to the Lord, "I have every right to be angry, even to the point of death."
弟兄姊妹， 虽然它很戏剧性很生动。
It is kind of seemingly very humorous. There, you know, a lot of action in the story.
但是在我们身上很容易发生的。
But brothers and sisters, this is very real in our lives.
你们在你的经历里面有没有过你最不喜欢它发生，或是最怕它发生的事发生了？
Has there been anything in your life where you're fearful of it happening, but it actually did happen?
明明祷告主说，主啊，礼拜三我要做 presentation。不要让我感冒，求求你不要让我感冒。礼拜二晚上你发高烧。
And you pray to the Lord, Lord, I have to give a presentation on Wednesday, so keep me safe. Don't let me get sick. And then Tuesday night, you come down with a cold.
这还是小事。
This is maybe something small.
不要长癌症，长癌症。
Oh Lord, I don't want to have cancer. We have cancer.
我希望我的孩子乖乖的，就算不上 IVD 也能够上 UC。
I want my kids to be obedient, even if they can't make it to Ivy League schools, they could attend some UC schools.
没想到他离家出走。
Not to discover he ran away.
就这边我们很多很多很多很多东西，我们觉得我们祷告了神为什么不听
？A lot of things we pray and we pray, said God's not listening, God's not doing anything.
所以约拿充满了愤怒，充满了埋怨。
So Jonah was full of anger, he was full of complaints.
他只是。更明显的圣经把它表达出来，但是在我们里面也常是这样。
You know, the scripture illustrated and wrote it for all of us to see, but oftentimes we see that these things are happening inside of us.
我从小为了我的病几次对神说，我不要信你了，怎么祷告瘤越肿越大，我不要信你了。
Growing up, oftentimes I've said to the Lord, I don't want to believe in you anymore because I see this tumor on my face. It gets bigger and bigger. The more I pray to you, the bigger it gets.
主啊，长就长，但是我交女朋友结婚的时候不可以有。
And Lord, if you let me have this tumor right now, that's fine. But when I'm starting the date, when I'm gonna get married, I want this tumor to be gone.
可是于是母就是走到一个肿的一个肿瘤的人在旁边去当新娘去了。
But Pastor Nancy was standing right next to a person with a big tumor on his face as they were getting married.
我说主啊，他比较属灵，孩子无辜，希望孩子上小学以前，我的瘤能够消掉，不然同学笑他们。
Lord, I know that Pastor Nancy is more spiritual, but for the sake of my kids, that they won't get laughed at. Lord, maybe by the time they go to school, that you would take this tumor away.
结果我的瘤比我结婚的时候还大。
The tumor got bigger than when the day that I got married.
弟兄姊妹，我原来以为我的人生已经算是很痛苦了，哪里晓得人生最痛苦的是看见自己有这么多的软弱，这么多不合神心意的地方，这么多毛病，不是像外面的病，里面的病，这么多难办的病。
And growing up, I thought, oh man, I had a pretty tragic life. And then when I come to discover all the illnesses and all the sickness and all the disease that was on the inside, far worse than what can be seen on the outside.
神在约拿身上真的是蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯，又有丰盛的慈爱，没有照着他所做的来对待他。
God was merciful, full of love, and he full of compassion towards Jonah. He did not deal with Jonah according to what he had done.
所以神在这里告诉约拿。
So the Lord said to Jonah,
这个匹麻树不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你都尚且爱惜。
And the Lord said, "You have not pity on, you have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night."
何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左右手的人有十二万多人，并且有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜？
And should I not pity Nineveh, this great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and all so much livestock?
这就是我刚开始说的，不要把遇见神的经历都太神奇化，要像以赛亚，要像保罗那样子才叫遇见神。
So don't over spiritualize our encounters, our meeting with God, as those encounters that Isaiah have and maybe Moses or Paul.
当我们被神光照的时候
，But when the Lord shed His light upon us,
当我们突然摸着神的心，认识我所信的神是谁的时候
，When we come and touch upon the heart of God, when we come to discover.Who is this God whom we have believed in?
都会给我们带来一个真正的 surrender， 不是只是外面的顺服。
It will bring about a genuine surrender, not just an outward obedience.
所以我最后提到神的恩典，让约拿从抗命到顺服，从勉强的顺服到完全的降服。
And so I concluded with saying God's grace allowed Jonah to go from resistance to obedience.And from obeying reluctantly to total surrender.
这是神要得到的。
This is what God is after.
这是神在约拿身上所做的。
This is what God's been doing in Jonah's life.
这也是神在你我身上天天做的。
Now, this is what God is doing in your life and in my life each day.
万事互相效力，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
All things work together. Yes, Christ is indeed all and in all.
在这里神都是要在我们身上要把我们做成一个真正向他降服的人
God wants to form and to make me into a person who's truly surrendered to him
不是只是在外面被勉强被要求
Not that we're simply forced outwardly
不要以为我们那样子想关门叫大家准时那根本不是我们的意思
Friends, sister, the notion of closing the door to all those who are late that in itself is not the end, is not the purpose
我们要从心里面知道我们是侍奉神真把神当神我从里面降服、
But to have everyone acknowledge that we truly need to let God be God that we truly need to prostrate and bow before Him
我主日早晨就兴奋地起来要预备好自己来朝见神来赞美神来敬拜神
That I will wake up each day or wake up particularly on Sunday ready to come and worship to praise Him
弟兄姊妹让所有的顺服 都是自然的了
We pray that every act of obedience is something that comes naturally
所以很多属灵的伟人都告诉我们顺服不仅仅是我们蒙福的秘诀
A lot of spiritual giants tells us that being obedient is not only the secret of being blessed
也是神的旨意在我们身上通行必须的条件
It is also the pathway which the will of God can be accomplished and is the criteria in our lives
你的家中充满了对救恩的需要
And your family is full of the need for the salvations of the Lord
我们的小组我们的教会充满了对主救恩的需要
Our small groups, our church it is full of need for the salvation of the Lord
你公司的同事你所碰到的亲友他们充满了需要
Your co-workers, your relatives, your family members they need the salvation of the Lord
不要让我们只是在 obligation, responsibility 底下去做这些事情
That we no longer conduct our lives in the realm of obligation that when we do all things
让我们从心里面降服神
That we are truly, totally surrendered to the Lord
不管你是个大鱼你还是个小虫
Whether you're a big fish or whether you're a small worm
神都可以用我们去造就别人
God can use us to fashion, to make someone
前天跟玉师母看了二十多分钟当 Billy Graham 在 Capitol Hill 在国会里面大家给他的安息聚会
Pastor Nancy and I we were watching the memorial service at the Capitol for Billy Graham
心里面感触非常多
There are a lot of things that is going on in my heart
参议院多数党领袖 Edison McConnell 说这个人在神的手中是一个 happy instrument
and the comment that was made concerning our brother Billy Graham is that he's a heavy instrument in God's hand.
In the hands of his creator. 在创造他的神的手中是一个 happy instrument, 神可以使用他。
And in the hand of his creator, he is an instrument that God can use.
国会的 speaker Paul Ryan 说每一次听他讲到就好像他站在你旁边陪你祷告帮助你带着你去转向神。
And Paul Ryan made the comment that every time he listens to him preach is as if he was standing right next to him, praying with him to lead him to come to the Lord.
今天我们的背诵经文
And our memorization scripture today
讲到天上24个长老他是所有受造之物的代表
The 24 elders represents all that has been created.
他们在宝座面前把自己的冠冕放下来
That before the throne of God they lay down their crowns
虽然他们有那么尊贵的地位代表整个宇宙的受造24个长老头上都有冠冕
And they represent again the entire creation These 24 elders there are crowns upon their heads
但是他们在神的在主的面前把自己的冠冕放下来
But again before the Lord they lay down their crowns
就像 Victoria 女王说她说我巴不得我能够活着看见主回来我要亲自把我的冠冕放在他的脚前
Queen Victoria said how I long that I would see the coming of the Lord that I too myself will cast my crown at his feet
我们一起来读今天的背诵经文
Let's read this verse together
那二十四位长老就匍匐坐在宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前我们的主我们的神你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的因为你创造了万物并且万物是因你的旨意造而有的 我们一起读一遍英文好吗？
The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things and by your will they exist and were created.
记得我们都是为着神的旨意被造的。
Know that we are all been created by according to His will.
记得我们都是为着神的荣耀而创造的。
To know that we are all been created for His glory.
Total surrender, 向神完全的降服。这不仅是我们该做的，也是我们最大的荣耀。
And the act of total surrendering is not only something that we are supposed to do, but our greatest honor.
我们请唱312首。
Hymn 312.
这首是一首非常非常真诚的祷告的诗歌。
It's a prayerful song.
我第一节，我们请 worship team 为我们唱在底下。二三五，我们唱。第四节，请诗情为我们诗情。
Verse one, we ask the worship team, you guys just lead us into it.
不要管别人，我们自己在这位伟大的主宝座面前。像24长老一样把我们的冠冕放在他的脚前
Brothers, at this very moment don't worry about the people around you but ask these 24 elders who cast their crowns before the Lord pray that at this very moment we would be able to do the same
唱英文，我欢迎大家唱英文。英文的诗歌更能够摸出那个感觉来。二三五三节，我们来唱。
Verses 2, 3, and 5.
站在你桌子面前。
Lord, as we stand before your table,
我们正在把自己所是所有我们的未来都交在你的手中。
All that we are, all Lord, all that of our futures, we come and commit them into your hands.
我们是个不惯富恶的百姓。
Oh Lord, we are people that doesn't want to be under your rule.
早上来对我们说话，向我们显现。
Lord, we ask you would speak to us, you would reveal yourself to us.
让我们在你的面前不仅仅是外面勉强的顺服，而是从里面向你完全的降服。
That we are not simply obeying reluctantly outwardly, but we are truly surrendered to you.
哦，发自爱，发自敬拜的降服。
Out of love, out of worship, that we surrender to you.
感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
到如今都还没有丢弃我们。
That you have not forsaken us until this day.
主啊，等我们，帮助我们，让我们都向你降服。
Oh Lord, help us all to surrender to you.
不管我个人，我的家，我们的教会，都要来向你降服。
Us individually, our families, oh Lord, our church, we pray that they will all surrender to you.
因为你这位坐宝座的配得所有的敬拜、尊荣和赞美。
Because you are the one who has been enthroned, oh Lord, you are worthy of worship, worthy of praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.